Radio Way.
It's the wonderful Wacky Wireless Show on Radio Way.
And it's me, Andy Brown, presenting here from the studios at St. Peter's Hospital. Time now for my first guest on the show today. Now, joining me in the studio is a local schoolgirl, Elizabeth Tomlinson, who has recently started to take part in pageants. She's going to explain more, so hello to you, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Now, let me start by first of all asking you, what are pageants? How would you describe them?
Pageants, traditionally, they are a parade, but currently they're more about beauty, but not just outer beauty. Inner beauty is really shown through the competitions.
Now, in terms of taking part in pageants, what's the age range of the competitors?
Honestly, any age enters, from just born to 99 plus.
Really? And in terms of your own situation, Elizabeth, when did you start competing in pageants?
My first pageant was just over a year ago now. This year, I've really started getting into them, like doing about six this year, which doesn't seem like much, but it's a lot of preparation.
Now, why did you want to get into pageants? What was it that attracted you?
First, it was all about the glitz and glam, like the fake eyelashes, the fake nails. But now you look at it, once you know the real meaning, you really get hooked on them. It's charity behind all of the makeup.
So in terms of the charity, what do you mean by charity? What is it that you've got to do?
You've got to raise money. Normally they'll give you a specific charity, and then you have to raise as much as you can for that charity. And it's almost like a competition for the charity who can raise the most as well, which is actually quite fun because it helps other people as well as getting yourself a big crown.
Right. And in terms of, you said you entered a competition about a year ago, you've been in six. How have you been getting on?
I've been doing all right, actually. I've got through to two finals. I've been doing glitz pageants also, but that's also about charity. I've won age divisions, supreme titles, really quite a lot.
So recently you've got this place in a grand final. It's a big competition. Which one is that?
Face of the Globe in Disneyland Paris, which is actually an international competition, which is exciting.
So international as in global, it's not just European?
No, it's global.
Right, so you had to take place in a heat. Where did the heat take place?
It was London in the L Street Studios.
So was that actually in one of the big studio theatres there?
Yeah, you got to see all the famous people's names on the car parks. It was amazing.
And in terms of the entrance in that heat, how many others were competing, Elizabeth?
Roughly about 50, so it's quite hard.
Mm. And how many have you got through to the final from
five.
The heat? Five. So five of you are going forward to Disneyland in Paris. You're saying it's an international event, so how many are going to be there in the big final?
It's going to be over 100.
Wow.
Tough competition.
It is. You've definitely got that. So when's this final going to take place?
It's about 6 weeks. It's over 5 days. It starts on October the 25th, where we start off in London. We stay at Gatwick and we have a masquerade ball. Then we go to Disneyland Paris on the Eurostar and we stay there for about 3 days. And competition is over about... Well, it's over the whole thing, really, but there's two main catwalk competitions.
Mm. And in terms of judging the pageant, what is it that they're looking for, the judges?
They're looking for that one with the sparkle in their eye. That's always about the community, not just about the pageant. It's just an all-round package.
So let's focus in on the fundraising and the help in the community. What have you had to do for fundraising?
Well, I've really had to publicise the charity. Like, I've gone out to London, made sure it's a big crowd, and gone through wearing my sash, publicising the pageant. But then I've also started planning, I'm going to do a 30k triathlon and some cake. I know, it sounds like
wow,
a lot.
Wait, 30k triathlon. Well, let's understand that. Triathlon, if I understand that, that's swimming.
Yeah.
That's cycling and then running.
Yeah.
And how have you started training for these?
Yeah, I'm doing running nearly every day, right. Workouts, which are... Oh, they're hard. Mm-hmm. Really going to start having to get grips with really trying to push my body. But it's all for charity, so it's all for a good cause.
So there's a triathlon. What else are you planning to do?
Just cake sales, and really, I've been getting a sponsorship from my family and friends. And so far I've raised about £30, which doesn't sound like that much. Mm-hmm. But when you add it up to all the other fundraising I will be doing... It will really total up.
And is there a specific charity you're raising the money for?
Yeah, the charity is called the Rainbow Child Foundation,
right.
Which is set up by Chico Somani. which you may know, X Factor finalist.
He's the one that goes Chico time, isn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, and has appeared on Dancing on Ice. So he's founded the charity. The Rainbow Child Foundation is a specific charity you've mentioned. Is it raising money for a specific group of children?
It's not really specific. It's just around the world helping underprivileged children get really what they need and stuff like clean water and helping to have fun with that, because they're expected to do that every single day. But they've actually built a system where they can pump clean water, but it's actually a roundabout, like the thing you play on. So it's quite fun for them.
Brilliant.
I think it's great.
So let's move on also to the other element of the pageant, which is saying help in the community. So apart from fundraising, how are you going to be able to help others in the community?
Well, I'm going to a brownie unit, which is actually helps community, helps the girls. In a recent pageant, I had to learn sign language, and I'm going to be teaching them sign language of what makes you beautiful, which has an inner moment, like inner purpose, sorry. I'm teaching them. I really think that it will get them to grips with the community, as well as me helping the community as well.
Brilliant. Now, also, Elizabeth, I know your parents are very proud of you. What about your friends? What are they all thinking about these achievements?
My friends are in love with it. I get so many comments about how many opportunities it's opened, and it's true. And they can be jealous sometimes. They're like, I want to enter. I'm like, come along then. Mm. It's really fun.
And though you've only been doing it a year, what do you think that's done about your own personality and your own character? What do you think's happened
it's
there?
It's immensely boosted my confidence. Mm. Like, a year ago, I wouldn't be sitting here in a radio station, but now I am.
That's it. You're doing well and obviously explaining a lot what's happening. If our listeners want to help and assist you and you're looking for help with raising that charity, what can they do?
They can log on to, well, you don't need an account, but an account's useful, easyfundraising.org, and you can search me up, Elizabeth Tomlinson, and it should come up with Elizabeth Tomlinson on behalf of the Rainbow Child Foundation, and just give whatever you can.
Okay, so that website again, let's give it one more time.
www.easyfundraising.org.
Search on Elizabeth Tomlinson and then they can donate to that. So apart from donating to making donations to your website, is there anything else that you're looking for?
Yeah, companies can help support me by just giving whatever they can to help me get to Paris, and in return I will advertise their company at the event and before in any way possible that they really need.
So it's really working with them very closely indeed.
Yeah.
Well, can I say, Elizabeth, thanks for joining me today here in the studio. All of us wish you all the best here at Radio Way, and do let us know how you get on in October.
I will.
Thank you very much. Radio Way.